Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bit of a tough year for Phillips, has battled injuries, but does go for a third rounder from Miami to the Philadelphia Eagles. It's actually the worst of the third rounders. They have a couple of them, but Jalen Phillips carried a big salary. I believe it was about six or so, maybe a little more $1 million. My understanding is the Dolphins pick that up. They pay the money to get the better pick.
The voice there of Ian Rapoport this morning, Hugh, as the Eagles land Jalen Phillips, pass rusher from the Miami Dolphins. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. All right, a lot to get to here, including, are you ready to say it with us, the NFC East is over. After last night, after watching Jaden Daniels go down, it's over for me. The Eagles have won the division. First time a team's going to win this division in back-to-back years since 2003, 2004. Kyle and I are raising the banner. Hugh Douglas over here, of course. What is the word? Apprehensive, scared? Where are you again?
Scared.
Scared.
Apprehensive.
Apprehensive, okay. Dallas Douglas, some are calling him, whatever it is.
Dak Douglas caught on.
Dak
Definitely
Douglas.
Not calling me Dak Douglas.
Dak Douglas is a rough one. All right.
Rain Dakota Douglas.
Ooh.
Rain Dakota.
Part of the reason why the division is clearly the Eagles, Hugh, is Howie Roseman continues to add here. What is this, the fourth edition in like 2 weeks, if you include Brandon Graham? Three trades now. Michael Carter last week to add to the nickel depth. We'll get to J.R. Alexander in a second. They traded for him on Saturday. Hugh, your thought on the trade this morning? Eagles sent a third-round pick to the Miami Dolphins for edge rusher Jalen Phillips. I think this, of all the moves they've made so far, this is clearly the one with the biggest name brand and the biggest value. I mean, they gave a third-round
pass rusher. He got three sacks on the season so far, so that's three more than, well, that's what, one and a half more than we had.
What, all our edge guys combined?
Yeah.
I like him. So I thought a couple years ago when Vic Fangio was in Miami, I thought he was their best edge rusher for a while. And then he got hurt around this time of the season, got hurt again last year. So he's had a couple years where he's missed time. This year he's back, right? And you look at some of the numbers, the last few weeks he's started to play really well. I like this move. It's a guy that Fangio had. Fangio obviously liked him in Miami.
And he knows how to use him.
Yep.
It kind of quiets down the Myles Garrett rumors a little bit.
Yeah.
It kind of quiets that down a little bit, you know, because that was, man, I tell you, that was hot and heavy this weekend.
Sure was.
That was real hot and heavy.
Well, they
this
came
weekend.
Out yesterday and said they're not trading him. So those news that kind of died yesterday.
Yeah, but it was hot and heavy. What, Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Woke up Saturday and I was like, wow, could this potentially happen? And then, you know, they did what they did. But you get some help off the edge. You get some help coming back because I think Nolan Smith is going to come back. So you hopefully you've bolstered your pass rush in that sense. You know, you got Brandon Graham out there who's had a couple weeks under his belt to get ready to go. You got that veteran leadership. So hopefully that'll be enough to make this pass rush a lot better.
Yeah, look, I like this one. Now, they did pay a lot. I mean, third round pick for a guy that's a free agent after the season is not a small price. I mean, they gave up. And now, again, it's their third round pick. It's not the Jets' third round pick. So we would think that's going to be towards the back of the third round, maybe closer to almost what a fourth round pick would be. So I'm in. I like the deal. I'm happy they made the deal. But it's not a small price, which tells me they think he can really help here. And I think the minute he steps on the field, he's going to start next to Nolan Smith when Nolan Smith comes back. I think both these guys are better players than Jalex Hunt right now. And I think he's going to be a big part of this thing moving forward the rest of the season. So I like the trade this morning for Jalen Phillips. The trade on Saturday, let's hear Ruben Frank talking about Jair Alexander, a guy, I remember we talked about him in the summer when he was a free agent. I was like, man, if they could get him in here, he's only like 28 years old. He was at one point a great player. Went to Baltimore, it didn't really work out, and now he's an Eagle. Let's hear Ruben Frank talking about Jair Alexander.
He's not who he used to be. He's barely played the last few games. What's he played, 16 games the last 3 years?
Yeah, he's only played in two games this year. He's been a healthy scratch five times.
Yeah. So cornerbacks, look, when you lose a step as a cornerback, you lose it. You can't play that way. So that's why you see a lot of cornerbacks who are kind of that, just that one step can cost you your career. So I'm not sure where he is. We'll see. I don't mind the move because they, again, didn't give much up. We'll see where he fits in, how he's working on that secondary, though, that cornerback spot. And I wouldn't be surprised if he keeps working on it.
Well, Howie has added a lot. I mean, just think about what they've added in the past 2 weeks, right? Brandon Graham out of retirement. They trade for Jalen Phillips. That's two edge rushers they add to the mix now. And Hugh, now two corners. Michael Carter last week from the New York Jets in the trade with Mechie. And now the Eagles acquire Jair Alexander and a seventh, and they give up a sixth. What do you think about this one? I remember we brought this name up in June when he was a free agent. Ravens swooped in. But then he went, like Ruben said there, he wasn't even like really playing for the Ravens.
Yeah,
the last few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good. I think, you know, looking at the internet this weekend, a lot of people were excited about it. It gives you depth. It gives you another option at that position because obviously Kelee Ringo hasn't stepped up and done enough.
No,
and they feel like they have to shore up that position. Ja'Cory Smith?
Ja'Cory Bennett.
Ja'Cory Bennett. He's another guy that came in and it looked like he was going to probably be, you know, the starting corner, but he got hurt and all of that. So now you're looking at a situation where potentially, you know, you have a lot of depth, and you still got Cooper DeJean out there that can potentially play both positions if need be.
Yeah, I think the best thing about what Howie's done here the last couple weeks is the depth they've accumulated. Like,
yeah.
Just think about, like, guys that were going to – in the first half of the season, we saw a lot of Kelee Ringo and Adoree Jackson. Second half of the season, I don't expect to see much of those guys at all unless there's major injury. Right? I would think Ja'Cory Bennett is going to get a shot here next week. I would think they're going to give Jair Alexander some sort of chance here. It's knocking down the guys on the depth chart that we didn't really like anyway to out of the starter position to more of just kind of role players. And even on the edge, right? Like, they've given a decent amount of snaps to like Azeez Ojulari and Patrick Johnson.
Yeah.
Well, now with Jalen Phillips here and when Nolan Smith gets back and Brandon Graham, we're probably not going to see those guys anymore, which is great. I mean, did Howie land a lockdown star the last week? No, but he added depth. I think Phillips, of all of them, Kyle, he feels like the one to me that has a chance to really help here. I think he's immediately our second best edge rusher, if not first, and he's playing for a contract too.
Yeah, like Alexander could be cooked.
Could be.
There's a very big possibility. Yep. But again, like that's adding depth in the backfield there is a good thing if just one of these guys ends up being a player, him or Carter. But the Jalen Phillips one, yeah, that's the most exciting one. While we're keeping tally here, three trades, three defensive players?
Yeah, that would be the tally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was just... Well, and four, we include the unretirement of Brandon Graham.
Right,
they've
okay.
added four,
so,
defensive,
yeah, four
players.
Defensive acquisitions during this. Okay, I just...
Oh, you're trying to, the defense is like living rent-free in your head.
Yep.
Well,
since,
but it's kind of proving that defense matters to the Eagles.
2022?
Yeah.
No, it matters not because...
I mean, it takes on life support.
You went out and got guys. You just went out and got some guys.
Jalen Phillips is not just a guy.
No, okay, he was a guy that was hurt, wasn't he?
Sure, he's been hurt twice. Yeah.
I'm just saying, he's still a guy.
But they traded a third round pick for a rental player is not nothing.
However you want to make it, where it fits your narrative. Okay with that.
Do you disagree with that? A third round?
Rent-free since 2022.
Mr. Save All the Picks over here. A third round pick for a rental.
Rent-free since 2022.
That's a big price.
Yeah, you're right.
That is a big price.
You're right.
Now he's got to play well. All right. I'm excited to put him in Vic Fangio's defense once again.
I am too. All jokes aside, I am too. I'm excited to see what potentially it could be.
I thought 2 years ago, before that Miami thing blew up, like Vic's last year there, because they were playing well, and then they had a lot of injuries, and then eventually he left, right? But if you go back during that season, Miami had a good record. Their defense was playing well.
Phillips, pretty good.
Phillips was one of the guys on his defense that really got after the quarterback. I like this move. 215-592-9494. All right, before we... Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines here, we got to tell everyone about this. Hugh, you ready for this?
When I'm ready for
it. I mean, look, so once in a while, we have giveaways here on the show. And they're always great giveaways. But once in a while, we're part of the giveaway, and we get to be part of this whole thing. So, Hugh, how about the three of us are going to a Flyers game with our audience here. Here's what we're going to do. We have a four-pack of tickets today to give away with the three of us to go see the Flyers and Buffalo Sabres on Wednesday, December 3rd, 7:30 p.m. They're dropping the puck at the Xfinity Mobile Arena, courtesy, of course, of the Flyers here. The Flyers Charities Carnival's back on February 1st, so we're going to be talking about that a lot in the next coming months. But we're going to the game here, Hugh, on December 3rd. Wednesday, December 3rd, 7:30, they're dropping that puck. Four packet tickets to give away today. Why don't we play a little game we'd like to call Hugh's Clues?
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
You know, I really love that music because it means that I'm about to drop some fire clues that probably nobody's going to get for a while.
Yep.
But no, I made it a little easier.
Oh, really?
This week I did because I got to thinking about it because I'm excited about going to the Flyers.
I can't wait.
I really am. So I said to myself this morning, I said, self, I'm going to make these clues a little bit easier.
Okay.
Because I'm excited about, you know, fellowshipping with the fans and going to Flyers games and, you know, just seeing all the festivities that is the Flyers.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the first clue. You ready?
Yes.
This is a cartoon character.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That's all you're giving us? There's like thousands of cartoon characters.
Yes.
Okay.
The first clue is never the easiest.
You're starting there.
The first clue is not.
I like how you came out like, oh, I lowered the bar a little bit here.
I did lower the bar.
You're not. All right. All right.
Yeah, I did lower the bar. But the first clue, I can't give it to you on the first one.
I got you. All right. First clue today, cartoon character.
You got to ride this thing out a little bit.
Says Hugh Douglas. The person who gets the answer today wins a 4-pack of tickets, Flyers and Sabres. On December 3rd, we'll be there with you, going to the game with the audience, and excited to give these tickets away. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. You can play Hugh's Clues with us, and of course, your thought on the division. Is it over? I think this division is done. The Eagles have won the division for the first time in back-to-back years in 21 seasons. The Commanders' season ended last night with the Daniels injury. The Giants were dead on arrival, and this Cowboys thing, and they play tonight. Hugh pointed out they could get to 4-4 tonight, 4-4-1. They probably will, and I think they're a decent team, but they're not as good as the Eagles, and they will not take the division from the Eagles. This thing is a wrap. Raise the banner with us on a Monday. Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley. Hey, Ziggy. Ziggy going once. Ziggy. Put you on hold. Let's go to Michael in Brunswick. Hey, Michael.
Hey, now, how you doing?
Good, yeah, Michael.
Brunswick, the home of Darius Slay.
Yeah, how about that, Michael? What's up today? What are you feeling?
I'm feeling I agree with Hugh. I agree with Hugh to the point where I want an Eagles team that just snatched the soul from things. I want Detroit to come in knowing that they're going to get their butt whooped. I want home field advantage throughout for the rest of the year.
Be pretty cool.
Well, I do too. I mean, that Michael, if we're doing like the keys to get back to another Super Bowl, all those things you talked about, is that's how we do it, right? We win these big games. We beat Detroit in a couple weeks here in Philadelphia. We get home field advantage. Everything comes through Philadelphia. So that's the path right there.
So that means that no celebrating and no wine tasting until we got it.
Well, I mean, I could celebrate.
I want to stay focused.
Okay, I mean, but what does that have to do with the division being over? You could acknowledge something.
That's my point.
You could acknowledge it though, Michael, and you move forward.
I want to stay cocked, locked, and ready to rock until the World Series is over.
I mean,
yeah. Okay. All right, Michael. All right, Michael. What do you got for us? What's your guess for Hugh's Clues for a cartoon character?
I'm blank on it. The best I could say is, like, I don't know, Deputy Dogs.
Who?
Deputy Dogs.
He went way back with that one, Deputy Dogs.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
I know. I know.
Yeah, it's all right, Michael.
Hey, look here. I come from Dobbins' class of 73.
Oh, so. I love that. All right, so, Michael, that's not the answer. We appreciate it. So, Michael wants to keep his eye on the prize here. I just want to be clear. I'm not settling for the division. I'm just saying this morning the division is over. Home field advantage, all those things are right there, and that's what the Eagles should be after, and we all should want, especially with what happened this week. And they got a big gift this weekend, Hugh. The Lions losing at home to the Vikings as 7.5-point favorites, that was a gift. And the biggest gift, though, was what happened to the Green Bay Packers. The Packers were favored by like 2 touchdowns in that game.
Yeah.
Those were gifts.
Yeah, and that's the way you look at it, man. And, you know, I know, like I said, flooded timeline. Tomorrow, I told you so. Any given Sunday.
Yeah.
And that put the Eagles in a great space. But it also, you know, going to Green Bay's looking for that bounce back.
Of course they are.
They're looking for that bounce back. And you know, the Eagles have to be ready coming off a bye. Luckily for us, Coach Sirianni's record off of a bye is impeccable.
It's very good.
Record off of a bye. Kind of like the one when Big Red had when he had a run here. So that's a good thing. So they're going to be focused and they're going to be ready. But these next two teams coming up, and then you have Detroit coming here.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not going to be – those two games are not going to be easy.
No, they're going to be super challenging games the next couple of weeks, without question. And then they go to Dallas. I mean, this is a harder stretch of the schedule coming up than we had in the month of October, and that's wonderful. I look at the division, and I say, this thing is over. Like, we got the NFCs. Now it's about the next goal. I don't need to wait 6 weeks for it to – that little X next to their name when I look at the standings. They're a minus 1,000 odds to win the division. Washington, who I viewed as the biggest threat in this thing when this thing started – they're dead. I mean, it's unfortunate that he got hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not laughing at him getting hurt, but boy, Dan Quinn.
It's a bad move. You can't leave your quarterback in down 38-7 in the fourth
quarter.
And
he's been a little injury, like he's been banged up this year.
And there was someone spliced together a video. So Jaden Daniels last night got hurt on the same yard line against the same opponent in the same stadium that RG3 did all those years ago. It was eerie when I saw the two videos next to each other.
Because Jaden Daniels' mom, who was hanging out on the sideline with 50 Cent, that dream is probably over.
You and Jaden Daniels' mom?
Yeah, it's probably over.
Well, but, yeah. She's going to be out of the spotlight for a while, too, because her son's not going to play.
Well, yeah, and not only that, the fact that she was upset because people were comparing her son to RG3.
It's kind of hard not to right now.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it true? Like, he's a young quarterback with injuries.
Injury prone. And showed a lot of promise early on.
Yep.
Yeah. I hate that for her.
Yeah. I mean, look, no one wants to see anyone get hurt. But when players do get hurt, especially quarterbacks, it does change the trajectory of the division. I mean, the Commander season ended last night. Will in the Northeast is up. What's up, Will?
Team, how y'all doing today?
Good morning, Will. What's up?
Oh, man. Listen, it wasn't that a lot of teams lost. A lot of teams got exposed yesterday. I'm trying to tell you, man, because like even with Green Bay and also with the Bills, right? You keep them dudes in a box, man. You know what I'm saying? You keep the run game at a low rate and put them quarterbacks in a box. Just, you know, look at the tapes, man. And we gonna beat both of them teams. They the hardest two teams left, really. The Chargers, they, you know, suspect. But like I believe they the hardest two teams. And I believe we could get them. And I like how he is doing. You know, he's getting that defense ready. He's trying to see what's going to work toward the end of the season. We got 9 games left.
That's right.
Man.
That's right.
9 games. And guess what? The only thing we could do is get better, baby. I mean, we got 9 more to go, and we're going to get better each game.
Will,
and,
are you raising the banner with us today?
Come on, man. Put plant the flag. Game over.
Team, you know, set, match in the NFC.
Ain't nobody standing in our way now. Everybody is suspect. So now is our time to go ahead and end the season the right way, on top,
and go back into the Super Bowl and win it again.
Now we're talking. Now we are. All right, Will, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues, cartoon character?
Hey, come on, man. I was like, hey, it's 1,000 characters. But is it an old school or new school?
You're asking for another hint.
Yeah, this is how this game works, too.
I'm just going to guess. How about Inspector Gadget?
Inspector Gadget is a fun guess.
That's not bad.
I was an Inspector Gadget guy. Were you?
No.
No?
No, didn't like Inspector Gadget.
You said it with like...
Go Gadget Legs.
You said it as if you really didn't like it.
No, I really didn't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I just thought he was goofy.
Well, I think that's the whole point.
Cyborg 009? There was like 9 different cyborgs.
They
all had like special powers and stuff. And they were like the Rainbow Coalition of superheroes.
So now we know that that's not the answer.
Well, you asked me a question. I guess you're right. That's not.
There's a clue for you. All right, let's go to Matt in Germantown. What's up, Matt?
What's up? Die Hard, Jillio, Kyle, my favorite Barbie. You like lining them up. And Sweetwater Lou, a.k.a. Sweetwater Lou.
What's up, y'all? How's it going? Good, man. What's going on?
I don't remember us doing any of this last year. Why are we doing it now? Why are we acting new? What's going on?
I think you're forgetting something last year. We had a 12-win team in the division with us last year.
You said, why are you acting up now?
I'm trying to figure it out. Like, y'all acting brand new. Y'all get one championship from the Iron Line, Jalen Hurts, you feel me? And now we just going to start wrapping stuff up. Like, y'all got to stop. This permeates. Like I was telling Kyle, this permeates in locker room. It does. Whether people think so or not, it does.
But Matt, last year the division wasn't over in November. This year it is. It's just different. That's all.
How do you know?
What do you mean, how do I know? Because the Commanders stink. The Giants stink. The Cowboys can't stop anybody. I can see what's in front of me.
Just like I don't know why they want to ban the tush push, but I've seen 3 different teams running it when my team
this
had a
weekend.
Bye
week. Yeah, this weekend.
The Bills ran it. Yeah, 2 touchdowns for Allen.
He needs to get slapped across his lips, though.
McDermott.
Sean McDermott. I used to be a Sean McDermott fan. He needs to get slapped. Like, seriously. Like, all that bravado you had into me acting like a little female dog, and you went out there and did the tush push.
Nah, it's a good point.
Should have ran out there on the field and just slapped you across
the lips. Wait, hold on. Hugh, our reigning league's MVP just put himself in a predicament to get hurt, but nobody's talking about it.
No, you know what I'm saying? And you ran it without any shame. Like, no shame at all.
Exactly. Exactly.
You ought to be slapped. He needs to be slapped, man, for real.
Matt, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hugh's Clues? What cartoon characters are you talking about today?
I don't even know because I ain't call in, but I like this one for Hugh because it just fits his demeanor. Remember Foghorn Leghorn?
Yes, of course. That's a great. Now that's not the answer, but that is a great answer.
Foghorn Leghorn is awesome.
Yeah. Does that fit your personality? Are you Foghorn? Are you Foghorn Leghorn?
Nah, not really. I get where he's coming from.
You know, I think for Halloween next year, you should be Foghorn Leghorn.
I remember Foghorn, but I can't remember. He had the southern accent.
He did.
Yeah, he had the southern accent.
Yes, he did. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We got a lot to do here coming up on the show. We're celebrating the Eagles winning the NFC East. And no, you didn't miss anything. Like, they didn't literally clinch. It's just over. I mean, they won the division. I'm calling it right now. The Eagles have won the NFC East. We're raising a banner today on the show. Kyle's with me as we raise the banner together. Hugh Douglas, I guess scared of the Cowboys. I'm not really sure what the take is.
One game at a time.
So you think the Eagles could collapse?
No, I'm saying just keep one foot in front of the other, man. Don't start looking ahead. Just stay the course.
But if it's a race, either the Eagles have to fall down or someone has to jump over them.
They're in a good spot. You're in a good spot. Just stay the course.
It's over, though.
It's almost like running the Boston Marathon when you know you got like people like 5 miles behind you.
Yeah.
You still got to stay focused.
What's that dude during – because isn't this an election week this week, right? This week's an election week in the United States. Different. Tomorrow's election day.
Yeah.
What's the guy? He does MSNBC or his name. Like he counts the votes. Kornacki. They have him on the football night in America towards the end of the season. I think the guy's name is Steve Kornacki.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that hops on and he looks at the votes that have come in already and he tells you when he calls the race over when it's over.
Uh huh.
That's what I'm doing. The race is over.
When you watch
a race, when you see votes come in, sometimes you just see it and you're like, oh, this is over.
No, it looks good. It looks good. No question about that.
Over.
But still, it's over.
Okay. Well, I think the NFC East is over. Do you agree or disagree? Are you scared like Hugh Douglas? We'll take all your phone calls. Plus, We got a 4-pack of tickets to give away to join us to see the Flyers and Sabres. We're going to the game. Midday show goes to the Flyers game Wednesday, December 3rd. Your first clue for Hughes Clues today, a cartoon character. And we got to get to, on the other side, one of the greatest sporting events we've ever seen Saturday night, Game 7 of the World Series. We'll unpack it next and what I was thinking as I watched. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play could be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel's giving all customers a 30% profit boost. So that's right, you can get on the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.